Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight's topic, we're going to be talking about tell us what's that you don't like. So for everybody that want to get on this topic, you can call in at 657-383-0967 and press number 1 if you want to speak. If you want to join us in the chat room and let us know what you're thinking about tonight's topic, head us up at www.blogtalkradio.com/knowyourenemy, KNOWURENNY. Well, this is Friday night. We've had a long week. We had crazy days, and we've also seen the news has been very wild lately. So we should have a lot of people to be talking about a lot of stuff tonight. So don't forget, if you want to get on this topic, then you better get in early because it's going to be definitely hot tonight. Like I said, once again, it's called Tell Us What's the Shh You Don't Like. I've seen people on their Facebook complain about people almost hitting their child. I've seen people talking about people trying to hack their accounts. I've even had a part when I tried to turn on my computer and the screen was messing up. The next time I turned it on, it was working perfectly fine. And then I've heard people that's been getting gypped out of money that they're supposed to get paid by a person that owes them money. Isn't that the crazy thing, though? Like, when somebody owes you money, they know how to duck. But then when they need the money, they know how to do handouts be in front of your face and ask you all the right questions. So once again, everybody, if you want to get on this topic, you can join us on www.blogtalkradio.com to set up your account. It takes 30 seconds because if you haven't been here, you have to have a chat name in order to get into the chat room. So we don't want you to miss out on action. You might want to have commentaries. You might want to ask some questions. Or you might want to find out more about our network. So you can go to Deep, Dark, and Dirty on blogtalkradio.com. And for all those people that haven't heard it before, we do interviews. We do topics. We do music. We have some of the flyest people on here. We have people sharing with us their crazy ideas. And sometimes we have people that jump in from out of nowhere. So you definitely get an interesting show. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's KnowMeKnowMeNot, KNOW, KnowMeKnowMeNot. And my Facebook is Kiami.ig. Oh, never mind. I can use that name. Okay, so Kiami.ig, KEYAME.NIJI. I had to make sure because, you know, like some of your names on Facebook, you have to use like an alternate, like, what is it called, email address. So I just want to make sure I can give you something you can follow and won't be confusing or hard. But for all the people that's never been on the show, like I said, you have an interesting experience. You have a whole lot of laughs. We've been on air for 6 years now, so it only gets better and better as time goes on. Next week, we're going to have a full outline for y'all, and I'll let y'all know about that right now. On Monday, we're going to be having our usual topics of, you know, get it off your chest. Tuesday night, we'll have our poetry. Wednesday night, we'll have our story night. Thursday night, we'll have a topic. Friday, we might skip. And on Saturday, it's going to be audience topics. So for all those people that ever want to do a topic that maybe is a funny topic, a crazy topic, or just something that's on your mind, that'll be your night, Saturday night. Anyway, for those who'd like to be interviewed on the show because maybe you have a talent, a business idea, you want to get some exposure, get your feet wet, start off and not spend like a whole lot of money. And I know which direction you're going, or maybe you can't do the startup money, so you might have to go through the lower roots in order to work your way up. This is one of the best ways to go. And what I need from you would be your bio kit, 3 clips of your work, your contact information, and anything dealing with your business. And what I need is to ask you the right questions, to create you a flyer, and most of all, try to help you get more followers and try to help you get paid. And speaking about getting paid, well, it's a one-time fee of $25 for whoever wants to be interviewed on the show. We're very thorough. We show you the questions before time. And we make sure we have everything together. But the thing is, sometimes when you do things for free, people will just do things at random or not show up or come at the very last minute or not have their stuff together. So just like if you was working in the real world making the big bucks, if you don't show up, then you don't get your payment back. And you know how that goes. So I just like to let y'all know everything up front. And now without further ado, I'm going to bring my co-host on the air, Miss Sugar Baby. Welcome to the show. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, how everybody doing tonight?
Gravy and biscuits. Hey, little one, how you doing back there?
Ain't nobody back here. See, there you go.
I just want to hear somebody say hi in the background. I know you at least always have like one out of four, so I just want to make sure I didn't leave nobody out.
Yep.
So let me ask you this topic tonight. What is some stuff that you just don't like? Like, what irks your nerves? What's some things people do that makes you just want to, like, grab them by the neck and say, shut the hell up?
What you say about shut the hell up?
Yeah. I said, what's some things that people do that irks your nerves that make you want to say, just shut the hell up?
Like, when my kids be talking about 50 of them coming at me at once. Well, I don't got 50 kids, but when, like, all three of them try to talk to me at once, or they arguing, I'd be like, shut the hell up. I don't want to hear that shit. Especially when it's over some dumb mess they be arguing about. I'd be like, no, nobody want to hear that. Look, I was minding my own business, and here you come with that BS. Shut the hell up.
Well, I had that happen to me. Like, you could have the perfect day, and it seemed like people always want to, like, drive their problems. And like, the more you try to run away, it seems like there's a black omen over here. Like, just want to keep following. You'd be like, why do people that have so many problems want to bring their problems on other people? But then when you're happy, it's like, oh, I'm too busy, I got something else to do.
Right. You know, another thing that made me want to tell people shut the hell up is when they sit up there and be crying over dumb shit. They're like, oh, my God, girl. Oh, my God, girl. Like, I have two missions. I don't know which one I really want to be with. He's like, bitch, you got the best of both worlds. What the fuck is you crying about?
Right.
You got one to do everything, and you got one to give you the beat. Excuse me, if I don't feel any sympathy for your ass, shut the fuck up.
Well, what about for, like, all the parents out there? Because I don't know, I'm not a parent, but I can relate to some situations. What about when you paying all the bills and people want to use up everything, destroy everything, eat everything? You look alike, so you complain about what you can't get, but you done wrecked the house, you done ate up all the food, you still want more, and then you want me to take care of everything, but you can't make up the bed, you can't take the trash out, you can't do anything, so why should I do anything?
Now, that's when, that's, I shut the fuck up, that's get the fuck out. That's get the fuck out, that's not shut the fuck up, that's get the fuck out. What do I have you for?
Well, hey, you know, like the parents say when you beat the child, they say, well, I call CPS on you, or I go to my daddy's house. It's like, what do you do in that kind of situation?
Start making that plan on getting the fuck on.
You know what I do? I actually would pack your bags. I was like, oh, what time you want me to get you over there? I was waiting for a long time, and I can go out and go to the club. They'd probably look at like, no, you didn't try to get over me like that. You better go ahead and find at my expense.
No. I'd be like, get the fuck on. And I'd be like, shit, you got me fucked up. Completely twisted, discombobulated the whole fucking night.
Well, I'm going to take this in a little bit different direction, but still talking about shut the hell up. What about the guy that tries to get at you? Like, he tried to ask you for your phone number. He talk about how cute you are. He talking about he could take you out, he could rock you, or he could do all these things. But then, well, you don't give him no play. You shut him down in front of his boys. He's like, oh, you ain't all that. I don't want you anyway. I was just trying to get such and such. What do you do in that kind of situation?
I'd be like, and that's why you not getting it, because you ain't shit. And I didn't think he was all of that. That's why you never got it, motherfucker. And I must have been all of that, because you salty than a motherfucker right now.
Right, they follow you for like 10 minutes down the block going around every corner. But then as soon as they can't get at you, and also they're in the passenger side, they're not in the driver's seat.
Oh, then it's automatic. I don't want no scrub. No, can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of a system. Find a holla at me. Look, y'all don't know.
But you know what? I've actually been in that scrub situation. You know what happened one time? Me and this one chick was talking and just walking to the bus stop. And then next thing, this dude was like, yo, shorty, can I get your number? So she's like, okay. And he's like, oh, can I get a piece of paper? And she gave him a piece of paper. Like, can I get a pen? Like, then he gave her a pen. Like, oh, can I get a cigarette? Gave her a cigarette. He's like, can I get a light? She's like, that nigga didn't have anything. So what's up with you? Because you think she had, you know, went through all that. It's like, where is he going to take you to? He can't afford a piece of paper. And, you know, in this day and age, you know, you have cell phones, so you can program. So the nigga didn't have a cell phone to call you. So he's going to have to use his mama's phone to hit you up. He didn't have a piece of paper or a pen to get the number. So it's like he couldn't even remember the number because he's probably going to lose it from the other papers that he got in his pocket. And then you can't even afford to pay for the cigarette that she gave you. You don't even have a light on you. So what's the point?
I'm going to tell you like this. Your homegirl gave him too much entertainment. She entertained his conversation too long. Because as soon as that motherfucker had to say a piece of paper, I said, so we don't have cell phones?
Right.
I mean, this 2016, bro, whatever. It was a new millennium. I'm quite sure it was by the time.
No, this was a long time ago, but it wasn't that far back then. They didn't have the cell phones. I was like, yo, even the kids had cell phones at the time.
Hey, it's like, no cell phone, come on, bro, right? Like,
no pager, no nothing.
8 years ago, Obama made it so everybody can have a damn phone, no matter who you are.
Right.
So all
and here's
I'm
another
saying,
thing. You ever have somebody invite you over to their house, and the house be like, it looks clean on the outside, but then once you get inside, you start seeing things, but you be like, they try to offer you something, you be like, okay, well, I'm going to take the hospitality. But then it's like something tells you, go in their kitchen first. It also looks like Joe's apartment in there. Do you still eat the food? Or do you be like, oh, heck no, I got to go?
I went over to this lady in my apartment complex. She a cool-ass lady, right? She cool. She got as many kids as I do. Dun, 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 dun. And I went to go visit. And I went over there, and we were sitting out talking about our kids. And then she was like, girl, I'm up here frying some fish. I was like, oh, she was like, come on up. I got to go flip it. I was like, all right. So I come upstairs, and I swear to God, if I was Joe's apartment, I'd kick my ass. That motherfucker shit didn't look like Joe's apartment. It looked like that motherfucker needed, it looked like a crack den. Like, it was no sofa. Like, if you met this lady, you wouldn't think she lived like this. Or I don't know what the fuck she's going to do. It was a broken-ass Barbie, piece of a Barbie dream house in the living room. And the damn sliding door was hanging off the motherfucking rim. The furniture was raggedy and not even put together. Her kitchen was looking like, whoa. It was black, filthy, dirty, grease everywhere. I was like, her floors was fucking disgusting. It just looked like her shit needed to be condemned. And then she had shit that looked like a home. It didn't even have no home setting environment. Yet she had kids and a husband. And I'm looking like, this bitch got a husband and kids. What the fuck am I doing wrong? Because my house is better than this. I ain't my fucking Nick Penny. But I'm just saying, God damn, I keep a better house than this. 10 times better than this. Why am I single?
It's funny that you say that. Have you ever noticed, like, when the female says yes, dear, has the house clean, takes care of the man, do all the right things, she's the one that get walked over, but then let you be the one that talk trash, smack him around, call him out his name, and be about to sleep as homeboy, that's the one that the dude's going to be faithful to. Why is that?
Right, I don't know. And you know what? She that type of female that she like a straight up like bully. But she know
right.
I ain't buying this. Cause I let her know up front. I don't want your husband in. And no, I'm not scared of you because I'll fight you too. Because you know that's kind of how we met. Because like our boys got into a fight, and like I was like, it's whatever. Because y'all need to be out here fighting anyway, so my kids come up. So her husband came over. He's like, I came over here to talk because if my wife came over here, it wouldn't be no talking. I was like, well, you know what? I'm from the old school, too. It wouldn't be no talking either. I said, but I really don't get in kids shit, but since you want to go there, what's up? After that, she needed her business to get cool with me because she realized, oh, this bitch just as ignorant as I am. Yes, I am. In fact, I even fight kids, bitch.
Well, it's funny that you said that because I had some incidents like happen from going on a chat line. I don't know if anybody's ever been on a chat line, maybe like way back in the day when you just coming out of high school or whether you was in high school or stuff like that. But I've known people with those kind of situations. It was the first time I had ever met somebody from chat line, and this actually started off good. Like she was fine, she was a red bone, she was tall, she was thick, she had her house clean, she had a bomb shape. You know, everything was perfect. Next thing you know, somebody threw some soda in the child's head, so she went outside and threw the soda in the other child's head. So basically, it's like the family found out that she threw soda in the child's head, so it's like they came downstairs like 5 feet. Now, you know, I don't know about y'all, but if y'all ever seen like South Central and you ever been in like D.C., like you don't have no balconies, and then the door is the only way to get out, and then there's bars on the windows. My behind looked like she went out there with a steel bat, and they coming down 5 feet. I'm like, oh, shit, I just met this shorty off the chat line. Like, what am I supposed to do? You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't got nothing to deal with this job. Because she whooped their tail, and then I left afterwards. It's like, oh, my gosh. Like, what the world are you doing in that kind of situation?
You call 911 and pray for her ass. That's what you're supposed to do.
But I'm inside the house. So that means, well, I'm going to barricade the couch to the door. Then she's going to be looking at me when I whoop my tail for blocking the door. I'm like, hold up, y'all. I didn't come over here for y'all to get in no wreck and fight, you know. And I don't have no association with the person. So, like, you ever had one of those situations, like, because of somebody else's mess, they think of, like, you know what I'm saying, right?
I don't care completely because I would have been like, little boy, I don't know you like that. I mean, I hope, I wish you the best. But
I mean, she held on. She was like, she was a ride or die chick. You know, she was taking up for a child. But I'm just looking like, yo, if this y'all go the wrong way, I'm look like, dang, this y'all about to barricade myself in a chick's house. Because I'd be, dang, you tell me I have to fight because you got into a fight because you want to throw down the kids' head. You're supposed to let the two kids scrap it on and have it be. But nowadays, you know, it's like everybody coming in that jump.
You know what I'm saying, but I understand what you're saying about letting the kids square up. I don't mind letting kids square up. Don't get it twisted. But if I see it's a big ass kid trying to fuck with my little kid, guess what? I'm gonna be on their head and be like, "You big bully motherfucker, get off my child."
You're gonna have Jet Li. You're gonna have Street Fighter. Then you're gonna have Boys in the Hood. She's gonna be all out broad. Then they're gonna videotape that Johnson, put it on YouTube and World Star Hip Hop.
I'm not even gonna lie. My kids are big enough though that I don't really have to worry about that because my kids ain't little kids. They tall for their age. So, like honestly, my 9-year-old punk a 12-year-old because he was up there talking shit about his sister. So it's not like I have to worry about these kind of things with my kids, about them getting punched and shit, because I just want to flat out, motherfucker, big thing you come at you, try to put their hands on you, hit something up and knock them in their goddamn head if you have to. I'll deal with the fallout later. I'll handle it after that.
Right.
Just do what you got to do, then wipe off of you, and I'll take it from there.
All right, hold on one second here. I mean, sugar baby. When you use first as government name, you try not to. But for everybody that's on the line, if you want to get on this conversation, once again, it is 657-383-0967. Press number one, and we'll bring you into the queue. But keeping on. Another thing with the chat line, have you ever had people that have been catfishing? Like, you ever had somebody put up a picture or send you something through the phone? It's like nowadays you have video. But people don't be thinking about it. You see two or three pictures, like, okay, cool. But sometimes you get that one picture, you're like, hold on, why the one picture look good? And other pictures look like they old or, you know, not the same person, whatever like that. I had this one person right there did that job. It was like 10 years ago. And, you know, she looked like a country, you know, Southern Belle or whatever like that, right? And then I was like, okay, you cool, you jockey, you know, blase, blase. Is there anything you need to tell me? She's like, no. So I seen the other pictures. That look like her. Why these two look more recent? And the other one look like, you know, one of the photo jumps, like when you was in your prime. But she said, like, yeah, I'm an older person. Huh?
I said probably when was back in 1950.
All right. You know what I'm saying? So I said, like, okay, cool. So, you know, it's no, she was trying to get to work. So, you know, I respect any person that, you know, they're going to bust their tail to get to work, you know, handle their bills, blase, blase. So I went to IHOP, I had a great meal, I had a steak, egg, and cheese omelet, I had the home fries, the oranges with the bomb. You know, the food was so good, I gave the waiter and I gave the chef a $5 tip and gave everybody high five. They're like, oh, yeah, cool, thanks. Come back again. So I said before I left, I was like, you know, since she is Southern Belle and she working hard, I was like, you want some breakfast too? She's like, sure. And I was like, okay, cool. She's like, oh, it's something I got to tell you. I was like, well, so long as you look like the person in the picture, we cool, right? So I walk through the doors when I go into the hospital. I didn't even get a chance to even look for or say anything, right? So as I walk through the door, she screamed my name. I was like, oh. I look like Macaulay Culkin on Home Alone, and then I sounded like Dino off of Fred Flint. I was like, it's like, hold up. Need to think it over for a minute. Man, and then she's going to have her son come up to me looking like the green man, looking like he's security. I look like, huh? So then we went and got to eat the breakfast. You know, my whole time looking at her, I feel like my stomach was hurting. When I said my stomach was hurting, it felt like I was getting contractions back to back. And, you know, I'm a guy, so it's like, you don't even know what a contraction feel like, but it felt like someone was kicking the heck out of me. And I said to myself, like, where's Ashton Kutcher? This can't be her. Like, where the world is she at? I'm looking, like, I'm looking under the table. I'm looking for somebody to come from the lunch line. I was like, this cannot be her. I mean, she had no lips. She had a mustache. Her dress looked like some old Grandma Drake. She had big soup. Like the bottle cap glasses on, I was like, somebody setting me up. This can't be happening. Look, I ain't trying to be funny. Yeah, and she looked so bad, she made me have to go to the bathroom. I said, I can't do this. I cannot do this. Look, I felt like when you playing Pac-Man, when you be like, that's what I felt like when I saw her. Or you remember like how we talk about Pinocchio, and they were like, you got potential, you got, oh boy. I was like, oh no. Like I felt like that song when they said, just turn around and walk out the door. I was like, shit, I was about to run out the door on that one sheet.
You
see
that meme I sent you?
Like, I was like, hold up, y'all. It's not Halloween. Take your mask off. Take your mask off. You can't look like that. Come on there. Stop playing with me.
So I sent you that Eastside Ivo meme where he was like, you a catfish. You a big ass catfish.
Right. She made the catfish look good. I don't know what that was. That's an abomination. That's like, Lil, please forgive her for her face knowing not what to do. Mm-mm.
I'll tell you what happened to me. I had a catfish before there was the cell phones and all that stuff. See, you didn't have no excuse to get caught like that. At least mine was. I met this dude, and he was like, his name was this and that. But this is the thing. He catfished me and had tried to flip it and make it seem like I catfished him. Motherfucker looked like Bubba Frog. That motherfucker came over and said to me, looking like Bubba Frog Boy. I was like, I said I look like how I look.
Mm-hmm.
I'm cute. I mean, come on, Dre. You know I'm cute. So I'm looking at this woman like, nigga, is you serious? And then this is back when I was real cute. I had no kids, none. I had my bad little shape. This nigga gonna come over here and go try to tell me, well, you can look how you said you look. I said, no, Negro, let's be clear. You're the one that don't look like who they said. I said, you got the nerve to turn your nose up at me, and you look like a frog, anorexic ass frog. Like, he looked like he was going to say ribbit and flick his tongue out and catch a fly anyway. I was like, and this nigga, he had the nerve to have his nose turned up and frowned up at me. I said, oh, hell no. And we met at a basketball game, too. I was like, oh, let me go over here. And I was at his school, not my school. So I was like, oh, I got to wait around here till my mom come get me. But this is what's so crazy. Years later, like a couple years later, why does MF went to prison for raping a white girl?
Oh, man.
He went to prison for raping a white girl. So I dodged a serious bully. He was a freaking rapist.
Right.
But
see, that's why sometimes you can't deal with people.
Look, I told my friends, I said, and you know what's so funny, y'all? I see why I'm on his side. I wasn't white. That's why he had his nose picked up. I said, good thing I
wasn't. Your picture, you're not white. You're not no red bone.
Yeah, like I was like, I'm not white. And then I said, that's why I wasn't his type. I said, well, it's a good thing I wasn't white because he sure probably would have raped my ass. But while my mama was late picking me up from that game that night, I was so mad at her. Like the worst catfish ever. You want to hear some shit I don't like? Is when your girl bring you over to her friend's, her man's house. Let me tell you what happened. You know, they want you to take one for the team because they trying to get booed up with their boo. Let me tell you what happened. I went with a friend this is when I was living in Michigan. Her boyfriend was an IT, and he had some roommates. So we went over there. He had a Q roommate, and then he had the Jabba the Hutt roommate. I didn't know my other friend with her had already squared off and hooked it up with the cute roommate. So, therefore, they left me with Jabba the Hutt.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at her like, bitch, no, y'all played me. Bitch, you played me. You seriously played me. So I was like, what the hell going on? Y'all really? And I said, if I got to sit through this, let me get me some McDonald's. So I went and got me some McDonald's. This fat motherfucker wouldn't even let me eat in peace. He was like, I like the way you eating them fries. Ooh, girl, you just made me want to bite one of them fries. Drek, man. Now, yeah, that's what you get. He was so, you know, when I come out, girl, I want to bite that French fry. I was like, oh, my God, I'm so over this. I'm about to leave. So he just kept getting it. You know, I can't stand for somebody that I think is repulsive to get in my personal space. He just kept getting in my damn personal space. Why I tried to stab his ass with a French fry?
What?
I was like,
how do you tell somebody with a French fry and soften them jumps out unless you went to McDonald's? Shit, then you can use that down for a food, but shit, some French fries.
You know, it was one of the pointy hard ones. I took that fry and tried to stab it, but I was like, get away from me. Just get away. My friends was cracking up. I was like, get your ass away from me. God, I said, at one point I was like, you know what, bitches, I'm leaving you. I will leave you bitches here because I refuse to take one for the team today. It's over. And I'm looking cute under the tennis club because I was in my best go thottom get it outfit. And then I was wasted it on Jabba the Hutt.
Well, I know somebody that looked like Jabba the Hutt. That girl scared the crap out of me. She's the first girl that almost scared me away from big girls. You know, like when I was young, I was like 12 years old. My mother took me to her job, and all the females was curvy and big hips. And I always loved, like, full-size women. I never wanted nobody that was, like, either too sloppy or looked like a crackhead or looked like they got me with the frying pan against their behind. So I remember this one lady in church when she stood up. She was, like, a size zero, and her thongs were, like, suspenders on her. But this one chick, she looked slam like Jabba the Hutt. Like, she had some nappy cornrows. She had the eyes like Jabba the Hutt. She had, like, two stomachs, one in her pants and one in her shirt. You know, she came to my door because it's like the building was burned down, so half side was burnt. The other side was two doors. So, you know, of course, she knew exactly where to come to where I was at. Why she talking about they sweat down there? I was like, you sweat weird. She's, like, down there. So you know how to give her a box of tissue? She used half of the box. I was like, when she tried to leave out the apartment, I stood on one side door. She was on the other side door because I wanted nobody to see her coming out. I threw away all my sheets and my bed set. I was like, there ain't no way I'm going to lay in this bed or even try to wash the sheets. Eddie told me her big 450 behind sat up in his house and sweated down there the whole time.
Ew.
That's how I almost got scared away from big girls.
That's
what she told me.
I mean, we sweat, but goddamn, not like that. I ain't never seen no big girl sweat like
on
that.
On a minute. It was a 2-hour movie.
I feel
like this need to make this house go faster. Look, it even had no commercials because it was a DVD. But I feel like this house need to hurry up.
On behalf of big girls all over the world, we do not sweat like that if you take care of your body properly. And if you that damn sweaty, that's because your ass is just too goddamn big, okay? There is a point when it becomes big and then it just becomes ridiculous. And she sounded like she was ridiculous.
Yeah, but what about when you meet a person off the chat line that first size and they tell you that they want you to come to their place and you got to walk around the back because they can't walk to their door? I was thinking like, yo, how the world you meet somebody for the first time and you never seen them, you didn't even have a picture, right? You walk into the back of their balcony, you come into place, they got a medium plug their furniture. You know, it's like the size like the 2 and 4 and 5 and 6-year-old kids would sit on, and then you got a TV that's sitting on some box. And it looked like the TV still got, like, the 13 channels. So, you know, like, when you had to turn it around and stuff. And then your bed is on the floor. You didn't even got no box spring to the down. Look, she said, this ain't where I live. This is just where I lay my head at. Like, it's a one-bedroom house. Where the heck is the other person going to lay at?
This is just where I lay my head. Well, bitch, well, where the fuck you live? Because if you don't live here, then why are you choosing to lay your head here? It's the question. That's the real question. Why are you laying your head here? Because where you live, bitch, because it can't be no worse than this.
Well, check this out. When we had a sit-down picture, you wearing a 28 in jeans, and then you had my skinny behind trying to get up beside you. I had to basically almost put my leg up on the armrest and had to stretch my legs flat out. It's like, how you going to get back up after trying to sit down on this little kitty couch?
Ah, hell no. First of all, I ain't going to do the bullshit. You can buy a nice, decent-sized couch at the thrift store for $25 all day, every day. I'm just saying. Because when I first moved into my apartment out here in Cali, I had to buy me a couch, and I didn't really have the money because I had to have the down payment for, you know, my deposit and my first and last month's rent and stuff. So I went to the thrift store found me a couch. It was an old couch, but it was a nice, heavy, sturdy couch. And then I went to Target and bought me a couch cover, and it looked beautiful. And guess how much I paid for the couch? I paid $10.
How much?
I paid $10 for the couch. I think I paid, well, I know I paid more for the couch cover than I did the damn
couch.
You
sure you didn't catch nothing off that? No mice, no crickets, no dead bodies was in it. There get blood.
No, I went to the second, I went to the white people secondhand store. Be clear, you go to the one where the white people are scared of everything. When you go to the secondhand store, you don't go to them hood rat ass motherfucking thrift stores. You go to where the white people neighborhoods are and thrift shop because you know they give away brand new shit.
Right.
Look, if you go to thrift shop, you have to learn how to thrift shop and where to thrift shop. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. You just got to go to the right places because out here in California, in the white areas, they have the Salvation Army that never gets used, and they get so happy when they see people come to the store because you know why? Because white people are like, we're not poor. Okay, bitch, don't be poor. I'll be poor for you.
Terrible.
I will be poor. I will be poor for you.
Well, I got three more things I want to bring up about things that I just don't like, and this is going to SL. I don't like when people get in your box and ask you for tips instead of wanting to work to get the L's. I'm like, either you work somewhere or you get or you pay to upload your L's. Because I look like, how I look like if I got to work all the time and do stuff, then you just come around out of nowhere and be like, oh, can you just give me like 200 L's so I can get my top off? I'm like, that's what you're supposed to be a motor for. You're supposed to go to an upscale club. Why would you want to work at some place that's not going to pay you?
You should have told her, motivate me to give you those 200 L's, bitch.
Well, I'm just saying, it's just general people, whether they be hosting or DJing or whatever, it's like they feel like you should be compelled to do something. I'm like, first, I'm not on your list, so you didn't TP me in here. And then second, I'm looking like I do the same thing just as you. So if I can make 2,000 to 3,000 lendings from doing my modding or my hosting or bringing in my people, how do you think that I'm just supposed to give you that just so everybody can look at you? Jeez, you should be having a better list if that's the case.
Right. Now, that was one of the reasons that I quit hosting because my list started to suck after a while.
Right. Well, you know how sometimes people invite you to their events, but they never want to show up at your event, and then they're doing like four TPs per hour?
Right. You hit your box about 50 times for TPA. It's like, you know what I don't like in SL? Is when somebody hits your box for a TP like 100 times, and when you get there, don't not nobody be at that damn place.
That's why they do
like,
it, because they need somebody to come there. They hope at least somebody won't finally answer shit.
I'd be like, seriously? And guess what I do? I TP right the hell back out. Don't be waiting there. Ain't nobody there. How the hell you going to bring me somewhere and don't nobody be there? That'd be that BS.
Now, I know something that's worse than that. When a club is fully packed out, but they bring you to a hole in the wall and it's fully laggy. It's like, how the world am I supposed to stay on this thing? So my computer has to crash like 8 times within 20 minutes. But, yeah, you want me to come to your event. Get you a full-size lane. Stop being cheap.
That sounds like something that we was at recently. I ain't going to say no names.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got
eyes. I know, three places like that. When people bragging, they got money in the game, but your club's been out of business for a year and a half.
Ooh, now you really don't care right now. You just throwing so much shit, it's not even good. But you know what?
But there's people that really be doing that, and then they be thinking, like, you're going to work for free. You be like, no, 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 it don't work like that. If I'm working at other places making actual money, how do you think I'm just supposed to stop everything? Be like, oh, yeah, I come up here and work for free. Be like, so are you going to pay me at the end of this event? I mean, what's going on? Just like some DJs, if you've been in the game more than 6 months, you have a list for people that get paid. They even put it on their profile. They say, okay, I'm a host. I get 500-plus tips. Well, you say I'm a DJ. I get 1K or 2K-plus tips. Who's just going to be working in the game? You've been in there for 4 to 5 years or longer. And you're not going to get paid.
Nobody. Like he said, nobody.
I see some people doing it, and they complain to me. They be looking like, oh, I haven't made up in this whole set. And I'd be like, see, this is exactly why I became manager. Because at least with manager, you're going to get paid for this comment. You're going to get bonuses.
That club be like, this club's so good that I shouldn't have to, for free.
Right.
This club's so good, you should come to work for free.
Hey, even the Joker said it. Says if you're good at something, never do it for free. So basically, I guess you wasn't good at what you did, so you don't mind working for free.
My mama told me if you're going to be something, be the best at it and get paid for it.
Right, right. And I got another one. What's up with these female Abbeys when they got mega strong faces and they look like Optimus Prime or Megatron in the face? I'm going to look like, why should you get mad at me if I tell you you got a voice? You got a strong looking Abby. It's not my fault.
That's why I started making my face. That's why I started making shapes, to be honest with you, because when I first got on the game, I could find, like, bomb shapes, right? But the faces be looking like helter-skelter. And then, of course, there would be no mod on the shape. They don't want you to modify it. It was like you made this bomb body, but the motherfucking woman looked like a freaking man in the face. I don't want that. So what I started doing is I started tinkering around with making shapes until finally I perfected the art of it. And now people come to me and ask me all the time, can you make me a shape? But they don't really want the shape now. Now that we've switched over to mesh, they want the face. So they be like, can you make
right.
me a face? Like, yeah, I'll make you a face. And even with these mesh heads, and my thing is this, it's the head is ridiculous. Who want to walk around looking like the next bitch?
Right.
I
and then somebody jumps
know.
Like, I know with the aesthetic body for men, they make it look like it's a football. You have a lining inside the jump, and you have a strong chin line, and they look like your body's on steroids.
I mean, there's only so many times you can say, oh, that's my twin, till it just looks like you a damn clone. I don't want to look like nobody else on SL. That's why I refuse to buy a mesh head. I will be steadfast with continuing to have the mesh body, but the normal head, because I'm going to tell you like this, my head is my head. It's unique. I don't look like nobody else on SL, and nobody on SL looks like me. And that's how I want to
right.
keep it. And then she starts like, oh, nobody look like me. I had that head first. It don't matter because all you bitches look alike now. You look stupid. Because there's only so many
right,
mesh
right.
heads they can see before people start. Just because you bought that mesh head don't mean the next broad is not going to buy that mesh head. So, therefore, it's not unique anymore.
Right.
So, guess what?
Well,
I'm going to continue to be my unique self. I can't even get on SL right now, though. She's telling me my graphic cards need updating, and I don't know how to do that.
Well, another thing is they got this thing with the new jumps with the mesh and everything like that. Now, when you get the new aesthetic body, every time you come up, you either get jelly people, which means you got to put no complexity, or every time you come up on there, I mean, no limits. And then every time you come up on there, if you don't push it all the way to no limits, then you see jelly people. And every time you log on, it's always tell you what the complexity of everybody is. So it's like some people would like they'd rather just wait and let the jumps happen, and then they went back to the old system as opposed to upgrading and going to the new system. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on tonight, and thank everybody that stopped through, all the listeners that was on the line and everybody in the chat room. We'll be back Monday night at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Sure will.
So if you have a good time, have a blessed weekend, and take care.
Night-night.